Good evening, Color Luck. You're listening to the radio of Color Luck City, informally but more truthfully known as The Rock. We're your hosts, Nick Denikin
and Mallory Wilson. The post office, as of Friday afternoon, is back up and running. Though there may be some delays in shipping, your packages will successfully find their destination.
In addition to delays in shipping, public transit will be experiencing rerouting due to some major roadway closures. This includes routes 56, 80, and 35.
Finally, the Color Luck City Fire Department is welcoming volunteers to help get nearby forests recovered after last week's wildfires. And now back to Nick.
Thank you, Mallory. Let's begin this week's horoscopes. Aries. Traveling to the exact opposite side of the globe might be the only thing that will turn your frown upside down. Taurus, this week you will... wouldn't you like to know, weather boy? Gemini, there's far, far too much. It extends beyond the horizon and fills the deepest seas, and that is still not enough. Cancer, this week you'll feel slow. Your movements slow, your thoughts slow, the blood slow in your veins. You'll worry, just for a moment, if it's still moving at all. If the places where it has stilled won't just get heavier and heavier until you sag to the ground and it all spills out. Leo. Not everyone is going to have nice things to say about you all the time this week. Learn to accept some criticism. Virgo. You, on the other hand, you're flying high this week. Everybody loves you. Go get 'em, Tiger. Libra. This week, your smile will brighten someone's day. It will glow out at them, blindingly bright. Scorpio. Take some time for yourself. Take a day for yourself. Make a whole new day, just for you. We could all use another day of the weekend. Name it after yourself. Unless your name starts with TH, then name it after someone else. Sagittarius. Look, there, just over your shoulder. Capricorn. Oh, don't worry, this week everything is fine. Aquarius. There is something watching and it knows what you've done. Not wrong, exactly, but certainly not right, either. Pisces. This week, demons are coming for your soul and they will tear it from your body and give your body a spa day. I mean, have you been taking care of it properly?
A landslide often appears to occur with no warning. To an extent, this is true. A landslide moves so quickly that by the time a person hears it approaching, it is far too late for them to move out of the way of the debris. A landslide can be forewarned by a variety of other conditions, though these conditions are not always indicative of a landslide undoubtedly occurring. Hence, a landslide often appears to occur with no warning. Last week, the forest caught fire. A lack of vegetation disturbs the soil, allows it to be more easily torn loose, allows the regolith to be scraped off the bedrock like an unwanted layer of paint. Storms are common here as the seasons shift. Untethered soils allow rainwater to seep beneath it, clearing more space between soil, rock, and loose earth, until eventually all that is left for the land to do is slump into the hillside and slip down a mountain face, cascading downhill faster than a human can run until it comes to sit comfortably in the valley beneath. Whether or not signs like fire and heavy precipitation can be reliably counted upon to predict a landslide isn't certain, but what is certain is the effects of the landslide once it has happened. Which it has. In the mountains to the east, one condition or another, or several piling up, has led to this. The land has slipped loose, the foundation has shifted, and in place of the forest that once grew on the side of a mountain, there remains only a scar. Roads taken out by the landslide are, for the time being, to be avoided.
If you start hearing weird rumblings while you're in the mountains, it might be too late. Still, know your evacuation routes. This is becoming a theme. It's almost like knowing how to get out of dangerous areas is good for your health.
This week, we had planned on talking about Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. Written in 1818, the novel follows a college dropout dealing with the consequences of his actions.
Yeah, he sucks, doesn't he? The guy puts all this work into creating life and just abandons the creature when he doesn't like what he sees.
On top of that, Victor has a habit of blaming the creature for a whole bunch of murders. He was right about it, but he shouldn't have been. he had no proof.
Like, the mad scientist archetype is great and all, but that is no excuse for child abuse.
May I remind you, Victor, that your creature is essentially a 3-year-old, abandoned into the wilderness, and with the strength of an 8-foot-tall man. At the very least, you could have avoided this problem by taking a note from Dr. Jekyll's book and done your unethical experimentation on yourself instead.
I mean, I don't feel like that's the questionable part of his actions. It's not like anyone was using the corpses.
But they had been someone's body. Those people didn't ask to be reanimated into something else.
But it's not them. The bodies are just raw material, like anything else.
Technically true. It still feels disrespectful in any case.
Yeah, fair enough. It's not ideal, but the ethics of his experimentation aren't really the point here.
The point here is that he's awful and I hate him.
Side note, but why did you, a man who just keeps on falling ill, try to fistfight the creature, like, 3 times? He could crush your skull in his hand, and I would cheer him on.
And I would join you. Freezing to death in the Arctic? No, I'd much rather watch him get quite literally crushed by the consequences of his actions.
What really gets me is that Victor is canonically narrating the entire story, and he still manages to come off this badly.
And somehow Robert Walton still likes this guy enough to transcribe and mail the entire story to his poor sister.
To be fair, I think we can just blame that on Mr. Walton's abysmal taste.
Walton, Henry, and Elizabeth should start a club. Deserved better than Victor Frankenstein. How he managed to get so many people interested in him is beyond me.
What, you mean his sickly demeanor and self-absorption has no effect on you at all?
Luckily for me, I have taste in literally no one.
Yeah, just... screw him.
And on that note, thank you for joining us this evening on The Rock.
We will not be talking to you next week, as both of us will be out of town, but you'll hear from us again the week after. Until then, remember, the foundation has shifted.